This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since this spring included six children. At a White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the attack in Dnipro is the type of damage inflicted by Russia since the start of the war.
And we have seen this over and over again for about 10 months now, 11 months now.
And during a meeting with President Biden, the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says the U.S. leadership has been key in helping keep Ukraine resistant to Russian aggression during a ceremony.
I'm convinced that history will judge that in 2022, if the United States would not have stepped up like you did, that things would have been very different.
During that same meeting, Biden said the two nations must deal with China. The administration has been trying to get the Netherlands on the same page since the U.S. Commerce Department announced in October new export controls aimed at China. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now set to sit down with her Chinese counterpart in Switzerland Wednesday. It is the highest-ranking contact between the two countries since the president agreed to look for ways to ease strained relations. Yellen's first face-to-face meeting with Vice Premier Liu He comes as U.S. and Chinese economies grapple with differing but intertwined challenges on trade. This is VOA News. The White House brushed aside criticism of its fragmented disclosures about the discovery of classified documents and official records at President Joe Biden's hour in former office, saying it may have withheld information to protect the Justice Department investigations. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the president is confident in the steps that have been taken in reporting claimed documentation that was found there.
The president and his team rightfully took action when they learned that the documents existed. They reached out to the archives. They reached out to the Department of Justice. That is the steps. We have been very clear about that, the steps and the process that we took here.
Ian Sams, a spokesperson for the White House Counsel's Office, told reporters that the White House was releasing information as it deemed appropriate, responding to criticism of the placement disclosures. Sam has said the White House was trying to be mindful of the risk and share information. The death, the man who was once Mexico's top security official and now in charge of fighting the drug cartels, went up on Tuesday on charges. He accepted millions of dollars in bribes and bringing the aid in exchange to the Mexico cartels and for the Sinaloa cartel. Genaro Garcia Luna was best known as the mumbling, tough-looking former secretary under ex-president Felipe Calderon, who spearheaded the bloody FAR war on cartels between 2006 and 2012. A Texas man accused of racist remarks at Walmart in El Paso, Texas, will not face the death penalty in federal court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reporting, Norman Hall reporting.
Federal prosecutors will not seek the death penalty for Patrick Crucius for the 2019 attack that left 23 people dead and dozens wounded. Crucius, who's from the Dallas area, is accused of traveling to West Texas to target Mexicans. Prosecutors did not explain in their court filing why they won't seek the death penalty for Crucius, although he could still face execution if convicted in state court. The decision not to pursue the death penalty in the case could be a defining moment for the Justice Department.
VOA's Norman Hall reporting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.